Classes, we'll chant part by part till people are more familiar with the mantras. So you can chant after me part by part. Om Garnana Antwa.
Om Garnana Antwa.
Garnapati Gum Havamahe.
Garnapati Gum Havamahe.
Kavin Kavinam.
Kavin Kavinam.
Upamashravastamam.
Jyeshtarajam Jyeshtarajam
Brahmanam
Brahmanam
Brahmanaspata
Brahmanaspata
Anashramvannutibhi
Anashramvannutibhi
Siddhasatanam
Siddhasatanam
Om Shri Maha Ganapataye Namaha Sadashivasamarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam Asmadacharya Pariyantam
Vande Guru Paramparam
Om Parthaya Pratibodhitam
Bhagavata
Narayanena Swayam
Bhagavata Narayanena Swayam
Vyasena Kratitam Purana Munina
Vyasena Kratitam Purana Munina
Madhye Mahabharatam
Madhye Mahabharatam
Advaitamrita Varshinim Bhagavatim Ashtadashadhyayinim
Ambatvamanusandadhami
Bhagavad Gita Bhavadveshinim Sarvo Panishado Bhavaha Dugdha Gopala Nandanaha
Dugdha Gopala Nandanaha
Partho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta
Partho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta
Dugdham Gitamritam Mahat
Dugdham Gitamritam Mahat
Yam Brahma Varunendra Rutra Marutaha
Yam Brahma Varunendra Rutra Marutaha
Stunvanti Divyai Stavaihi
Stunvanti Divyai Stavaihi
Vedai Sangapadakramopanishadaihi
Vedai Sangapadakramopanishadaihi
Gayantiyam samagaha
Gayantiyam samagaha
Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa
Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa
Pashyantiyam yoginaha
Pashyantiyam yoginaha
Yasyantam navidusura suraganaha
Yasyantam navidusura suraganaha
Devaya tasmai namaha
Devaya tasmai namaha
Om sahana bhavatu
Om sahana bhavatu
Sahanau bhunaktu
Sahanau bhunaktu
Sahaviryankaravavahai.
Sahaviryankaravavahai.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu.
Mavidvishavahai.
Mavidvishavahai.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Very nice. Yeah, the spotlight working now. It is. You need more than two people. You learn something every day. You learn Zoom every day. Now, if we didn't learn something about Zoom for the day, then the day was wasted. Like this. So in these mantras, the first and last are actually Vedic, and that's why they have the swaras there. Ganana-an and Sahana-bhavatu. That's why actually those intonations, they show you how to chant like this. Interestingly, the other ones aren't, so they won't have. Only the Vedic mantras will have that. So in any case, so last week we studied chapter 1. We gave a small overview, of course, because we said it's not the essential part, just an introduction. And we discussed two main points that we discussed. First of all, about the system of study, Vedantic study, how it's done. And that there's a three-prong approach, if you want, like this. That the first one is Shravanam, where I listen to the teachings. Here our friend Arjuna is listening to the teachings from Sri Krishna. Because what happens is, you'll find many of the texts that it's taught teacher to student, because that's the traditional way that it's done. Because again, reading then, when you're reading the Gita, you're the driver, right? Here, Sri Krishna is the driver there. So when I listen, it's very different. And here, especially something like this, where I want to look at myself in a different way, to do it just by reading is very difficult to do that. It won't do justice to, in most cases, because it's trying to look at myself beyond myself as an individual. And just to read, I'm an individual. And when you listen, it's easier to put aside. Again, real shravanam, just to listen, put everything aside. Also, it's not simple. One has to really, you know, put everything aside, just listen, let the thing settle. But there's more of a chance like this when it's pointed out in this way. And somebody points to something, then you're right there live looking at it. Where reading, it's not the same. So Shravanam is the first thing. And everything, the teachings are on Shravanam. It's not that I have to go discover something new. In certain meditation, people are trying to get to something new, right? Some new experience. But here, nothing new. It's not talking about something new. It's talking about yourself. Are you something new? You're always there, like this. You're not new or old or either of these, right? You're always there. So it's pointing this out, talking about this. Second is mananam, where I reflect on what I've been listening to, like this. The reflection then is, as you read it, first of all, you go over it. First of all, as we study Vedanta, it takes a little while, kind of like a good analogy is it slowly paints a picture. As it paints a picture, it's clearer, then there's more what to reflect on. First, some information has to be there. It's like if you go to university, they'll give you an exam or a quiz. They won't give it, maybe at the first few classes, they'll give just to assess your background knowledge. But on what's being taught, they have to wait for some time. There's some information. Otherwise, what can you ask a quiz about if there's no information to ask it? So some information, then one reflects on it. And the main reason for mananam is removing my doubts. Because what will happen as we look at it, we'll see, yes, it paints the picture, shows why I'm Atma, the unchanging, like this. On the other hand, I think of myself as this limited individual. So these are conflicting things. Can you be the infinite unlimited and the limited one? You know, some philosophies say so, but it doesn't really make sense. How can you be unlimited and limited at the same time? Give one example of something like this. You're not going to find it. So then I have to see, what are my doubts? What is making me not think this way? Obviously it has to be a doubt about it, like this. You know, I see something, is it something or the other? I have a doubt. So How do I clarify the doubt? So mananam, I find the doubts and I weigh the two. You can ask about to help to clarify, or reflect on it becomes clear, and then like this is the mananam. Thirdly, the dhyasanam is the Vedantic meditation where we meditate on these things. And it's what happens is a lot of yogic meditation is getting the mind out of the way. Here we say, you do all yoga to purify the mind in order to use the instrument, right? I have the machine, the computer here. Maybe I got a latest computer, upgraded, got rid of any, you know, viruses, anything. Now it's in good shape. Now I'm going to put it, I don't use it. So it's in order to use it. So Vedantic meditation, the mind is used to look at things from this angle. Like this, as it's clear, by staying more with the angle that the Upanishad, the teachers are pointing out, then the other habits that I have of thinking differently get weaker like this, because I strengthen this one. So this is what happens in Nididhyasana. So this is the three-part approach in Vedantic study. This is one thing we discussed. Second thing we discussed is the Arjuna Vishada Yoga. What is Arjuna Samsara, right? What is the focus? Samsara. What is Samsara? Many different ways we can look at it. Here we looked at it this perspective, the psychological dependence. This is the issue that we have. So psychological dependence means I have raga, I have attachment to certain things. I want things to be in a certain way. If something's a little different, it causes trouble for me. So the raga, the attachment, is the base here. Then from this comes shoka, because I want things to be in a certain way, I'm attached to, and then it's not like this. Now what? Like this. Then suddenly I'm in trouble. So this brings the shoka. And shoka actually, which maybe it'll be weaker, stronger, depending on how strong my raga is. Stronger attachment to something, more difficult when that thing gets shaken. Less strong, it won't make as much of a difference. So that degree is going to, the degree of the raga is going to be cause the how strong the shoka will be. And the shoka also is going to be, what is my shoka going to be? First of all, I'm going to have some grief and for the past like this. Why did I do like this? Oh, like this I'm going to be. Have sorrow for the past. And also people say, oh, when I was young, the good old days like this. It's some sort of, then it was good now, I don't know. So it's grief because of, or sorrow because of what was before, like this. And also it'll be worry, anxiety for the future. Like this, oh, what's going to be with this world? I don't know, this global warming, this when my kids are big, how are they going to live, what's going to be? So I'm worrying about the future. What's going to happen to me when I'm older and this? I don't know if I can, who's going to take care of me, right? Nowadays, nobody takes care of you, so what'll happen to me? So I'm worried about future. So in this way. So the shoka goes for these things. The raga is attachment, but then past and future bring. That's where my mind goes for the worry. And then the third we said was moha, delusion, or avidya. And in one way, as we'll study, avidya is really in the base. But in order to prepare the field, the raga is intensifying everything. But the more raga and shoka, the less they'll see things clearly. The less I see things clearly, then meaning there's more delusion. So our dear Arjuna in the first chapter, he adds many, many points, which in some ways you can say is a valid argument, some valid arguments. What is the base of them? It's like when I used to go to, when I was in high school, you know, studying math, I would never get the 100, because what would happen is I get a very high grade, but I would always make simple, silly mistakes in the middle. So the last result is wrong. The whole way I did is right, but some small thing in the middle you do wrong, like this. So everything you add up there in the calculation, the end, it's going to be wrong because somewhere in the middle. So because the base is based on raga shoka, then his whole analysis isn't based on clear thinking like this. So the moha comes from this. So that's the third, the moha, the delusion. when I'm angry, when emotion, then I don't see things clearly like this. This is the main thing that happens. So this is pretty much what we were discussing last time. And now the beginning of the second chapter also is going to continue this and link it to the main topic in the Gita, like this. So again, somebody had asked, if you go to Adi Guru Shankaracharya's commentary, it starts from the verse 11, chapter 2. So the rest is a preparation. You read, you get some understanding, it shows you the background. The main thing then is there. Other commentators, teachers, then they are maybe expanding on, but he didn't see the need for, because it's just some of the preparation with this. So we'll start with there, chapter 2. And yes.
Just a technical thing. Perhaps it's not. You won't be able to fix it at this time.
Yeah.
There is echo in the corner you're sitting in.
Okay.
Perhaps.
Okay, Raja, you're also having an echo when I'm talking here. It's hard. No.
Okay.
What?
I'm listening to you.
Okay, I'm gonna go sit the other side of the room next time. I was trying to connect to the TV remotely here, but I had some trouble. I'm just going to go back to the old place next time. Okay, thank you for mentioning. So let's, each verse, we'll chant pada by pada, so you can find it there. I like to mark, so I know our hat, so I'll just go to it. Sanjaya Uvacha. Tam tata kripaya vishtam.
Ashrupurna kulekshanam
Vishedantamidam vakyam
Vacha madhusudanah
Sanjaya said, Krishna spoke these words to that grieving Arjuna, who was thus overpowered by attachment and whose eyes were tearful and blurred. So again, just connecting to the previous chapter. An interesting thing also here, Madhusudanaha. I'm sure that some commentators, there's so many names we have for Sri Krishna in here and for Arjuna. So here, Madhusudanaha, he has the destroyer of the demon Madhu. And we know Madhu is also is honey, like this. So.
One question, Gajanan, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Please.
Which page are you starting?
This is chapter 2, beginning of chapter 2. So it has, if you go through the book, each one was a separate booklet and they put it into one. So after chapter 1, you'll see chapter 2 starts. And it's new numbering from chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 1.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so fine. It's like a third of the way in. And just mark it so you have where we're at. It's probably easier that way than finding it. Yeah, no problem. So, one thing, the demons then, demons outside, we're not worrying about here. We're looking at the internal demons, the more important. So, Madhu, we say also the ego, because it's very sweet to me, my thing. Especially little kids, they start being able to do things. I can do that. They're so happy like this. You know, I can do this. Look. They want to show you what they don't want to see what you do anymore. They want to show you like this. And the thing is, over time, we just hide it, but still I'm very hurt. You do this, I'm hurt. So the ego is like this. And so here, the destroyer of the ego, we really want Lord Krishna, we need to have the ego be destroyed, because the ego is covering it like this. It's right behind it, but the ego is covering, so it has to be destroyed. So that's probably maybe one of the reasons why here Madhusudana using this name. In any case, as we go through, just as a small introduction also, this small section until the chapter 11, until verse 11, where we're going to go into the actual, start the main points of the philosophy. For the preparation here, as it's building up for the study of Vedanta, we can see a few steps that can be necessary for us to really look into it. So the first one is, which we saw, the samsara. First, I have to recognize the samsara in myself. Because we say, yeah, samsara, there's wheel of birth and death, I was born. Yeah, karma, there's some karma, I was born, next life I'll come, other karma, like this. But here, seeing the samsara in me, how samsara is in me. Raga is in me. Raga isn't, you know, something outside there. There's a nice story they say, I think it's of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. I think it's from there. But when you hear the story, they tell many versions with different gurus of this. So where's the original one? But that's how I originally heard it. That he's going and some disciple is saying, you know, please help me. The world is holding on to me. The world is disturbing me. So as they were walking, he went and he held on to a tree. And he told the disciple, please let go. Tell the tree to let go of me. It's holding on to me. He says, oh, Maharaj, Guruji, the tree isn't holding on to you, you're holding on to it. So what's the Guru's answer? Raga, Raga, I'm holding on to the world like this. I'm holding on to, I want things to be in a certain way, but they're not. So mentally, I'm holding on. So first thing, seeing the samsara, Raga, Shoka, Moha, we're seeing our dear Arjuna going through these things, but I have to see myself, I'm the one who's, it's in me. I have to recognize that first thing. Next thing with our poor Arjuna is in now also, is after that you see helplessness. In this, we're helpless because how many things have we tried to solve our issues? Do we know anybody? We say, yes, this person has solved in this. I've seen some people that I think, and you know, some great Mahatmas like this, yes, they must have solved. But they solved through this means, through other means I try to solve. It can give some temporary solution, fix certain problems, but the problem of samsara is not fixed by this. This raga, shoka, moha is not fixed by other means. And so, literally, by all the means we know of, it becomes, we don't find a way to solve it. So of course, you know, Arjuna is a immediate problem, maybe something can be done, you know, pep talk, whatever, okay, solve this one. But tomorrow there's another problem, now what? The raga is still there. So this finding the helplessness that I'm not going to, there is no worldly means I know of that's going to solve my problem like this. And he's going to go into it now, Arjuna, you see. So that's second thing, I have to find that. Swami Ramatirtha, right? He's called Kingpin of Vedanta, they say. Came here to San Francisco area in the 1890s or beginning 1900 like this. So actually, talks of his that have been transcribed in books, a lot of them are talks he gave right here in San Francisco or in the area. So he says, what is Vedanta? He says it's hopelessness. Because I always hope that I'm going to get to a solution for something, but to drop all that hope, everything then you can see clearly. Otherwise, hope means I still want, there is some way to work out that things will be in the right place, everything. Again, doesn't mean I don't take care of things, but I'm still holding on that something will do. Like our dear Draupadi, right? Like this, when surrendered. Then, as long as hope something, then it doesn't work. And that actually brings to the third point here, is then the Sharanagati, one has to surrender like this, because one's ego, one's own effort will not suffice. Just my effort, like as we talked about in the Veda, right? In the Veda, the Karma Kanda and the Jnana Kanda. So Karma Kanda, still effort I'm going to do, whether I'm going to do through action or I'm going to do through, you know, you have savings, it's previous action. Previous action, I've saved money, I go and I go to the priest or something and the priest will do the puja for me. Still, I put in the effort. So through action, you know, through effort, I'll do, but that type of effort, I have to surrender that it's not through this effort I can do it. So the Shravanam actually is a certain kind of surrender, because I have to surrender my idea also. It's not easy to put aside my idea and listen. There's one time a disciple of in Ramakrishna order came to Vedanta Guru, came to learn from him. So when he came, this guru said, very good, you go back outside, where you left your shoes outside, leave your dear Ramakrishna out there too and come in. Because if that person's going to sit there hearing it through the filter of his ideas from before, even of his guru, how's he going to be present and listen to what this one is pointing out? So there the Sharanagati is needed like this, also for the Shravanam as well. Like this, it's part of it. So like this. And then the last one, after that, then one can pursue the spiritual knowledge, what's being pointed out, like this. This is the next, because like if in a little while, when our dear Arjuna will listen to Krishna's teachings, he has to be ready for it. If he's ready for it, then he can. Otherwise, it's not going to do it. That's why, actually, if there are people that we tell them about these teachings, if they're not really wanting, ready to, it's not going to do. What's it going to do? Almost anybody who has studied these things, I have, anybody I know, they go through the same thing. They learn for some time and it resonates with them. Oh, this is wonderful, very nice. And they want to, the family member, friend, tell them this. Very quickly, you see, it doesn't work. If somebody doesn't want to listen, look into this, it's not, why bother them? It's like if you have a friend who's very interested in sports and not interested in all. They'll tell you a few things, you'll be happy just to listen a little bit. But more than that, you don't want to hear. So it's the same thing. Somebody has some curiosity, but so in this way. Somebody has to really be prepared and want to. Otherwise, it just doesn't do it. So these are the four steps like this. First of all, recognizing samsara within you. I have to see that and recognize it's there. Right? There's a problem, I have to understand what the problem is in order to look at it and do something about it. Then also see the helplessness that I'm not going to solve, go to the root of the problem in another way. The regular ways I do things, this isn't going to do it. Like this. Then some surrender is needed, because the ego otherwise is going to always want. Because here, literally, we're trying to look beyond the ego, so without some surrender, it's not possible. Like this. And then afterwards, then the inquiry. Then the spiritual knowledge, looking into it like this. So, in any case, this is where it's at. What this section is going to be discussing till it gets into the philosophy itself. So let's continue on here, in verse 2 here. Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Kutastva Kashmalamidam. Vishame samupasthitam.
Vishame samupasthitam.
Anarya dushtam asvaregyam.
Anarya dushtam asvaregyam.
Akiritikaram Arjuna.
Akiritikaram Arjuna.
Lord Krishna said, O Arjuna, from where did this dejection, which is not entertained by noble people, which will not lead to heaven, and which will lead to ill fame, come to you at this juncture? So, what happens, Sri Krishna isn't teaching Arjuna yet, it's shaking him up a little bit, because first of all, Arjuna didn't ask, please show me, please teach me, he's just complaining, I have the sorrow of this, he's not saying, please help. So, if somebody wants advice, something is something. If somebody doesn't ask for advice, the advice isn't, you know, isn't going to help, because somebody has to want it, otherwise it'll fall on deaf ears. So this is one thing here. And so shake him up, and then by shaking up he'll look at it, you know, start looking at the problem a little differently. So like this, this is what he's doing right here, and making it clear, hey, this doesn't befit you. An Arya, there's a shloka that talks about, says somebody who does what's needed to do, does that, and what is not needed to do, refrains from that in this way. This is what the definition would be. So somebody, that's what is a noble person, one like this. So stands up to what's needed and what's not needed. And he's already fought many wars, many things. It's not that he doesn't have the capability. So like this, one of the Mahatmas I've heard talking about says, you know, he was ready to give Arjuna a good slap like this, wake him up, hey, what's wrong with you? Like this. Actually, with this, to wake up like this, a strong word at the right place to make a difference, to shake somebody up. And one of the best example I've heard in my life Swami Ram Surupananda Ji, who is no more. Well, I used to go stay in Uttarakashi with for years every year I'd go. So he would love to tell how when he was very little, like 3 years old or so, living in some remote village in Orisha like this. So there, it was already getting dark and rainy, and he tells his mom he wants to go use the toilet, and you have to go out to the field or whatever. And she's angry, why do you, you know, why? It's, you should have gone earlier, now it's dark and everything. So she takes an umbrella and lantern and goes with him, right? And must have not, I doubt there would have been electricity there in those days. So he says, so they went out, she said, go there. And then he goes, he comes back. He says, Mommy, which should I do first? Like this. So he says, she gave him a good slap and said, hey, silly boy, don't waste your mind on silly things. Just go do what you need to do. He says, this slap has changed his whole life. He remembers it his whole life. 70-year-old man or 65-year-old man telling this story, that this. And he was somebody who would say and live up to this. Don't waste your mind on silly unnecessary things. You know, you have a billion dollar mind, you're using it on silly things. Do what's needed and be done like this. So how that one thing shook up and what a lesson his whole life like this. Very interesting. So in this way. So this is, so Shri Krishna, shake him up a little so he'll look at differently. Next verse here. Klaibhyam mas magam apartha.
Klaibhyam mas magam apartha.
Nai tatvayupapadyate.
Nai tatvayupapadyate.
Shudram hridaya daurbalyam.
Shudram hridaya daurbalyam.
Totishtha parantapa. Oh Arjuna, do not take to unmanliness, to lack of bravery. This does not befit you. Having given up this mean faint-heartedness, get up, O Arjuna. Continues like this. You know, get up, focus on what's needed, like at hand. So in this way. So it continues the same thing. Again, this will just give some general points over. When we get to the philosophy, we'll go a lot more into what's being pointed out here. So let's just continue on a few verses. We'll get to verse 211 soon. Arjuna says next, Arjuna uvacha.
Arjuna uvacha.
Katam bhishmamaham sankhye. Dronam cha Madhusudana.
Dronam cha Madhusudana.
Ishu bipratiyotsyami.
Ishu bipratiyotsyami.
Pujarha varisudana.
Pujarha varisudana.
Arjuna asked, O Krishna, how can I fight against adorable Bhishma and Drona in this battle with arrows, O Krishna? Like this. So here, showing it's not fear that he's not fighting, but it's the attachment. This makes it clear that's the problem. So at least this shake-up that Shri Krishna gives makes it clear to Arjuna, yes, look, it's attachment. How do I fight them? Not that I'm afraid for this. So it helped. The shake-up helps you to see clearly your thing. So that's actually like this thing that I gave example, Swami Ram Surupananda Ji. Then there what happens is, it's not that, yes, mom, she should just slap him in this, but the right place, time, the right thing is helped like this to look at something clearly. So like this is the main thing. So yes, so now he's seeing here's my problem. Facing him, that's the issue, my attachment. So now helping to see the samsara within, like this, not the external situation. If this, the funny thing is, when we external situation just fix, like the band-aid type thing, we fix it, some temporary solution, then what happens is later on the same kind of problem will come up again, I still have to deal with. This is what happens. If I know how to deal with that situation, doesn't matter if it comes again or not. Guru Nahatva hi Mahanubhavan.
Guru Nahatva hi Mahanubhavan.
Shreyo bhoktum bhaikshyamapi haloke.
Shreyo bhoktum bhaikshyamapi haloke.
Hatvartha kamanstu guru nihaiva.
Hatvartha kamanstu guru nihaiva.
Bhunjiya bhogan rudhira pradigdhan.
Bhunjiya bhogan rudhira pradigdhan.
In this world, even to live on alms is indeed better than killing the noble gurus. By killing the gurus, however, I will enjoy here only the blood-stained pleasures of wealth and sense objects. So our dear Arjuna is seeing his conflict. Yes, I don't want to fight against him. I don't want to fight against my great-grandsire, my guru. But and he's saying this is better, but he is saying, what? How do I choose better between two? Running away from that's not a good thing. And for him also, as a in the context, kshatriya taking bhiksha is not, you're not supposed to do also. That's, renunciate should only take bhiksha like this. So in this way, he's in a situation, he's not seeing, you know, both, neither solution is a good solution. How can I choose between two bad ones? I don't know what to do like this. So in this way, saying that might be better. But he's obviously, there's a confusion. He's gone from just also throughout his whole process, up to now that he's processing, from being totally dejected to seeing there's the confusion. What is right? I don't know. Is this good to me? Is this good for me? Nachay tadvidmah. Kataranod kariyaha. Yadva jaye maya divano jaye yuhu.
Yadva jaye maya divano jaye yuhu.
Yane vahatva na jiji vishamaha.
Yane vahatva na jiji vishamaha.
Te vastita pramukhe dhartarashtraha.
Te vastita pramukhe dhartarashtraha.
We'll get there. We'll get to the chanting though. Moreover, we do not know which one of these two courses is better for us, and whether we will conquer or they will conquer us. Those very Kauravas, killing whom we will not desire to live, are assembled in front. He continues his argument like this. Not too much to add there. Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava.
Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava.
Prichami tvam dharma sambhudha chetaha.
Prichami tvam dharma sambhudha chetaha.
Yat shreyasyan nishchitam bruhitam me.
Yat shreyasyan nishchitam me.
Yat shreyasyat.
Yat shreyasyat.
Nishchitam bruhitam me.
Nishchitam bruhitam me.
Shishyasteham shadhimam tvam prapannam. With the mind overpowered by misery and with the intellect completely deluded regarding dharma, I ask you, tell me, that which is definitely good for me, I'm your disciple. Teach me who has surrendered to you. So this is key point also. Here the sharana, he's seen, he is the samsara. He's seen, he's helpless. Now, sharanagati, he's like this. So this is key verse. Here he's saying, please teach me. So here now makes it valid for Sri Krishna to teach him like this. Traditionally, older traditionally, Vedanta also only somebody comes and asks would be taught in traditionally older things like this. Like where, I'll tell you a nice story about that exactly, where Arun is sitting there in Tapovan, in Uttarakashi, that Ujjayi, the town next village just out of Uttarkashi. It was given actually just for ashrams. Now there are people living there too, but it was given for that. So Swami Tapovan used to live there, great Mahatma, same time as Swami Shivananji. And so they were contemporaries. There's video showing Swami Tapovan coming visiting Swami Shivananji. So Swami Chinmayananda is disciple of Swami Shivananda. And he wanted to learn Shastra, like this, learn the scriptures in the traditional way. So he went to Swami Tapovan, just took Swami Shivananda's permission, went there. And nowadays, you get in a vehicle, you know, you pay a few hundred rupees and take a shared taxi, pay a little more, you know, I don't know how much it is now, 2,000, whatever, your own, or jump on a bus, local bus like this, same day, you're there in Uttarkashi, 6-7 hours, you're there, done. Then it wasn't an easy journey to go like this, much more arduous, and it was cold, winter. He got there to Swami Tapovan. Swami Tapovan said, oh, very good, you want to study, yes. So, do you have Swami Shivananda's blessings? Yes. Do you have it written? No, no. Please go, you have to bring in writing, so I have to go back, bring, go. Okay, you want to study? Very good. You have to go bathe in Ganga first, freezing cold water. So, we've heard different things like this, that the Guru tests the person really wants it. And I've heard from other Mahatmas there how, like, because they have to really want, otherwise it's not going to really resonate. Or this other example of this, also is no more, this very great flute player, is a very good friend of our Guru's. He used to live here in Marin until a few years ago he passed away, Sachdev. Very North Indian flute player, one of the most amazing I've ever heard. And so he was telling us, when he was much younger in Delhi, he lived near Delhi, and he wanted to study flute. So he went, like a 2-hour train ride or whatever, to the Guru's house's teaching. He said, can I learn? Yes, 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 just come. And he comes and he just has him serve tea. Just serve tea and just do a few chores and that's it. For like 2 months he only had him do this. Like that, that's it. And after that, after he stuck to that, then he started teaching him. Because he wanted to see how interested is this person. Does he really want to learn? He's just a little curious. So in this way, somebody has to really want to learn something. And then Sachdev stuck to this. Many people wanted to learn from him, because I knew him well. He would interview the person, why do you want to study? Why do you want to learn flute music, in North Indian fused music, what for? And, oh, it's interesting, I want to try this. Yeah, very good. You can find somebody who'll teach you. If you find somebody who really is interested, then he would do it. Otherwise, he wouldn't teach like this. So here, if somebody, now this has been, actually Swami Chinmayananda is the one who opened it up like this and made it much more available. Just like Swami Vishwanathananda has brought the Yoga Vedanta like this to the West, Swami Chinmayananda has brought these Shastra teaching to the West like this. Where I studied, Swami Dayananda's place, still studying, then also Swami Dayananda first was disciple, Swami Chinmayananda later was teaching Yuzo. So really, he spearheaded it like this. But the thing is, we have to also understand, just like yoga has become for the masses and the small percentage are really going to want to go to it. Of course, Vedanta, very few are going to come sit in the class. They have yoga class, especially exercise yoga class, and you get tons of people. You have more traditional, the smaller Vedanta, you get much smaller anyway to begin with, because most people, they'll come for a few talks and, you know, okay. I'm too busy with things. Because here it's going to be a lot of repetition, a lot of this, because you have to keep looking into it. It's a subtle thing to look into. But in any case then, so this way somebody's really wanted. So somebody doesn't really want. And I guess I have also Swami Chinmayananda from his way of doing it. I'm only guessing that he brought it like this. Is that yes, if you start a class and advertise nicely, maybe 50 people come. It'll go down to 10 people after a few months, but those people will be very interested. That's my guess, my assumption. Because it takes a lot to really want to do this, because everything else in our life is pointing to other direction. We're so busy, we have to take care of children, we have to take care of our work, we have so many things to deal with. Look into who is this behind this, you know, how's that gonna help me? But is the Swami Paramarthanandaji, this is his translation, like this here. He says, look, the problem we have is that we have an emotional problem. The psychological dependency is an emotional problem. That's how it comes up. So you're going to say, how this intellectual study is going to solve it? Because it's going to the root of it. You go to the root, then it's going to take care of that. When the understanding is there, the emotional psychological problem would go away like this. This is what he points out like this. So this is, so here, so Arjuna, he also is saying, karpanya dosho patha swabhavaha. My mind is, you know, it's tainted by this misery, it's tainting it. And he's saying, I don't see things clearly. So he says, yes, I have raga, I have moha, so I don't see, so please can you point out? Then, now Shri Krishna says, yes. Shishyaha te aham, I'm your, tava is, te is tava for anybody, Sanskrit, mine. Sorry, shishyaha te ha, yours, tava, I'm your disciple, like this. You remember from somewhere we studied, right? It'll come back. That's the good thing, because I study the Sanskrit grammar now, I studied some years ago, but by staying with this reading, then a lot of it stays, whatever is more common in here than stays, I don't lose. So in any case, shishya is also a specific word. Student is a word, but here it means not just student, somebody who has the preparedness for it, adhikari, somebody who has a prerequisite, ready for studying something. Because I can want to study, I can go want to study a topic, but if I don't have the proper preparation, it won't resonate. We'll get into what is this need for Vedanta study as we move forwards. We'll go more into that, into what it is. What is said to be the prerequisites that help for this to resonate. Adi Guru Shankara has sadhana chatushtayam, which is what are the qualifications needed to be yoga vikari. Aaron is putting forth. Is the four means for liberation we call, or sadhana chatushtayam. We'll get into it within a few weeks like this. And then also here, he's saying shreyaha, shreyas. What is shreyas? What is best for me? What is the good? And here it looks at two things. One is the relative, what's relatively good in this specific situation, what is good to do? What is right to do? Because you have a given situation, shreyaha. Those who study Kathopanishad in their shreyo marga, preyo marga, there in the second section, first chapter, second section, then there. Lord Yama is teaching about, because he's the guru there. There again, conversation, Nachiketa's student. Lord Yama is the teacher, just like here Krishna Arjuna. So there, he's saying there are two paths. You can choose the comfortable, easy path, which is comfortable, or the path which is right. So there also, it's discussed so much. There's the relative shreyas for a specific place and time. Dharma is, you can say, a specific situation, what is the right thing to do, like this. Here, like Lord Rama's right thing to do, go by Father's word, not by what's comfortable with this. But then there is the absolute shreyas, which is also needed, because absolute shreyas here is this understanding. As long as I have the base of my understanding of myself isn't clear, then it's not. Won't be a full shreyas. Full shreyas, having total clarity of who I am behind this, these layers like this. So this is what the absolute shreyas is talking about. So both of these, Shri Krishna has somebody in front of him to deal with both of them. But, you know, if you get to the root one, then the other ones will be taken care of better like this. So in this way, this is what's being pointed out. So there's the incidental, and there's the absolute one like this. In this way. And what happens when we take care, if somebody wants advice or help, we're teaching them and we give them for the specific, the incidental issue, it helps, but it won't completely help, because tomorrow they'll be dependent again, like this. We're here, it's to free them from that, in this way, the idea to free. So Vedanta study also in that way, the Vedanta Guru to help to clarify that. So then tomorrow, you know, is it the Guru then later, not once, you know, you go to university, you get your degree, you know this topic well, you don't have to go back. You can go back for something, ask some questions if needed, but you don't have to go back, finish, you go like this. That's why actually traditionally, in many places, traditionally sannyasa means, okay, finish, now go, you leave. You don't stay there and be dependent on ashram and guru like this. But in any case, so this is what will be discussed, of course, here, specific issue, and the general issue of samsara, because the general issue of samsara is the base of our difficulties, of our problems. So then we continue. Nahi prapashyami mama panudyat. Yachokamuchoshanamindriyanam. Avapya bhuma vasapatnam riddham. Rajyam suranam api chadhipatyam. I do not see anything that can remove the sorrow of mind, which weakness the sense organs, even after getting an unrivaled prosperous kingdom upon the earth, and even after getting the kingship over the gods. So showing the helplessness also, that does not see anything that would solve it, because no thing solves. In Vedanta we're saying Vedanta is not for finding something new, finding what's there. So there's no thing, but an understanding like this. So no thing will totally solve this issue. And actually the psychology, psychology can help to deal with certain issues and everything. But psychology will still takes the individual. What is the healthy individual? Yeah, it's healthy to go through some of the ups and downs and this. So it takes the base as the ego, the individual, takes that as the base. Where Vedanta questions this, is that the base? How can that? It says, how can that be the base? So it looks at that. Also, here he is the sorrow. Vedanta doesn't say, when we're looking into it, it's not, you know, stifle the sorrow like this, throw out the sorrow, but look into it. What's the source of it? Look into it. So it's not about running away from, because here also, probably here in battle, he's not saying run away from the battle. He's saying face it. So this inner battle, face, look to the root of where it's coming from. It's like this. Like here, like in our country here. One interesting thing, this thing with the gun laws, right? That one side in the political spectrum, I remember Obama's time, he was talking somewhere, and they're saying, oh, you want to take away guns? He said, no, we want to look into it. And if you think about it, some years ago, they did a study, I don't know if it's 20, 30 years ago, on car accidents, found if you have a seatbelt, much less chances of getting hurt. So then they made seatbelt laws after studying. So the government has wanted just to go and make a study on guns. After that, we decide no, because we don't want to look into it like this. There's other self-interest things there, obviously, too, whatever going on. But the thing is, looking into. So here, not saying, oh, I shouldn't be sorry. Let me look into what is the base of it? Where is it coming from? What's behind it? So this is. And actually, I was chattering with one of you, Swami Shivananji has a book, Thought Power, which when you look at most of the book, helps you to build some skadas, if you follow his advice, make the mind a very positive place, very good place. You can learn how, instead of having the mind be dejected, switch it to, if you keep putting effort in, the samskaras in the mind. Your habits are constantly created over time. Just like out here in the back, it was just weeds, and now we have vegetable bins and this. Of course, it takes regular tending, but then we can grow vegetables and everything and not just have weeds. So same way, thought culture, Swami Shivananji calls it. You cultivate the mind. So keep in this way, so you can cultivate very positive things. But still, it's a very good thing, healthier, easier to go through. But it doesn't solve everything because it's still the mind level. You have to go beyond that too. He talks about in the book too. Swami Shivananji, if he's going to write about benefits of Shirshasana or how to have a healthy diet, he's going to go into Vedanta too because in the end he wants to go to the root. He'll talk about those and go to the root too. So like this, the incidental and the essential, he'll go into both. That you'll see any of his books. So people interested in any type of yoga or health or this will go into, but also go to that topic and also the root of it. He does that. So in this way, yes, if my mind gets more dejecting things, yes, learning things like that to have the positive outlook very much helps, but go to the root too, because that'll be the topical one. It'll help go through so much, but it won't go to the root of the problem. But if my mind is too negative, too dejected, it'll be very hard to do that. So that's why, as we said, the karma upasana are helpful, because if somebody's mind is very tamasic, very low in this, they won't be able to look into this. It won't work. So they have to do activity, rajas, activity, pull them out of that. Rajas pulls out of the tamas. Do activity, do things, you know. My stepson surprise for you, this date, hold on to this date, okay. So I went with him, he took me to a Warriors game. I've never been before to an NBA game. My God, if somebody's depressed, take them to a Warriors game. Because I just know the basketball they're gonna play. Three hours nonstop bombarding of the mind. The mind can't stop because the moment they're not playing, there's dance, there's music, there's this. They won't let your mind rest for a moment. My God, I felt so exhausted later and afterwards. This because the rajas takes you out of tamas. Mind can't be in tamasic state like this. So in this way. So so rajas needed for that. Then afterwards, then it can be, they can go into karma yoga, then it can, the action can be more focused and become more sattva. Then we can look into. So that's why if somebody's mind is not in the right place, they won't be able to look into this. So the other karma upasana are, you know, rajas, and then slowly rajas into sattva is needed for preparing. Here, it doesn't go through it in detail in this place as well, but Arjuna himself, he's a very dharmic person, so it's just, you know, he got caught up in shock in this, and now he's adhikari, ready to hear this, we can say. So in this way, so he doesn't see in this verse, he doesn't see a solution. And so that's why, you know, there's nothing I see that will do. No thing in the world that will solve it. Like this. Sanjaya uvacha.
Sanjaya uvacha.
Eva muktva Hrishikesham.
Eva muktva Hrishikesham.
Udakesha parantapaha.
Udakesha parantapaha.
Nayotsya iti govindam. Uktva tushnim babhuvaha.
Uktva tushnim babhuvaha.
Sanjaya said, having spoken thus, Lord Krishna, Arjuna, the destroyer of enemies, said to Krishna, I shall not fight, and became silent. So evam tva hrishikesham, here, guda keshaha, the one who has conquered the sleep. So Arjuna's sleep, tamas, so Arjuna is beyond tamas, we can say like this, we can think. And interesting also, Hrishikesham, this name of Sri Krishna, Hrishikesha, one who can master of the senses. Because actually, how are you a master of something that it doesn't control you? Something controls you, you're not the master. So you as the conscious being are not limited by the senses, they don't control you. Without consciousness behind the seeing can't be there. But the seeing can't sit on its own. So that's the one to inquire into. So he's going to the right one for finding the problem, the root of the problem like this. Please teach me in this. And of course, he's not totally solved the problem now. I don't think I can fight like this. But and Arjuna is a prepared student, Parantapaha, he's those who he takes on, he can tackle them. So they say later, you'll see, Manushyanam Sahasreshu, very famous verse in the Gita where it says, of thousands of people, very few amongst thousands are going to look into these types of teachings. And very few of thousands and thousands that do look into, very few get to the essence like this. So then somebody can say, well, you know, what chances do I have? How can I look into? We'll always find the reason why not me, right? When it's a negative thing that it's one out of, you know, that it's 0.5% chance, oh, it must be me. Oh, poor me, it'll be me. And when it's something the other way around, it's something good to get impossible, no, that can't be me. her mind, very interesting. But then the question is, why not me? Right? Look into the people who've looked into and found deep. Look into how they did. They very happy to say how they looked into. One of the favorite ones, jnanis, I like as an example, is this Nisargadatta Maharaj. Wonderful. He had a small shop. He sold bidis or maybe some other things in a little shop in some slum in Mumbai. Like this very simple man. He only spoke Marathi. I don't think he was very well educated. He passed away in the 1980s. So he actually left home to be sadhu, went for a little while, came back. He said, people persuaded him, it's not going to solve your problem. Okay. So he went to a Vedanta Guru just a few times. And the Guru died. And he thought, this Guru is saying I'm that. And so many other Gurus are saying, why would they make this up? What for? What benefit would they get from it? So he took what his Guru taught and he just meditated every day for a few years and then he knew he's that. And that's it. People would start coming and he would tell them about. People started coming around the world. They'd have to have a translator because he just knew Marathi. And like this, so why not? You know, BT cell that this can do. So it's why not? So parantapa, one can tackle the foes. Why can't we also tackle them? There's no reason why not. I think I can't then. But if anything with correct preparation done correctly, anything can be done. Something is very difficult as long as I don't understand and I don't know all the background what's needed for it. Otherwise, why not? Who says why not? You know, we're all built the same way. Just like you go to the doctor, we all have the same structure in this. Same here from the structure of Atma and Atma Viveka, which we'll start getting into from the next week. It's the same. We're all a consciousness and have the body-mind complex and then the conscious being behind it. We're all built the same way. So why can't we also? So like this, we can say. Tamuvacha Hrishikeshaha.
Tamuvacha Hrishikeshaha.
Prahasanniva Bharata.
Prahasanniva Bharata.
Senayoru Bhayor Madhye.
Senayoru Bhayor Madhye.
Senayoru Bhayor Madhye.
Senayoru Bhayor Madhye.
Vishidantamidam vachaha.
Vishidantamidam vachaha.
Smiling as it were, Lord Krishna spoke these words to that Arjuna who was grieving in between the two armies, O Dhritarashtra. So one thing when you do at times look at the word by word translation, probably most of you are familiar with just in case, you won't always see it's written the same. Like Senayor Ubhayor Madhye is Senayoho Ubhayoho Madhye. That's how you'll see. Because of Sandhi rules where the letters change. Like the previous verse we had, Nayotsa Iti Govinda, that would be Nayotsye. Because Yotsye isn't a word, Yotsye is I shall fight. Like this. So this is just Sandhi rules. You study some Sanskrit this, then you can notice it. So that's why when you look at the word for word, it might not look exactly the same, just for this reason. So now Shri Krishna is saying, okay, now he's ready to teach after Arjuna has spoken like this. And he's not saying, okay, Arjuna, dear Arjuna, I'll use my powers to take us to a very quiet, nice place, nice warm place, dry here, because and we're saying here it's cold. We sit in Minneapolis or something, right? And it's snowing below zero, and here we're comfortable, but maybe, you know, comfortable, quiet place in this ashram. He's not taking him to there. Right there, Senayoho, Ubayoho, Matye, in between the two armies, like this. That's what it means. Senayoho, between the two, Ubayoho, of the two armies, Matye, in between, in the middle. So between the two, right there and then, not somewhere else. Now, what's needed is the proper adhikari, proper person who wants to know. And then proper person who is explaining, that's what's needed. Actually, at the end of Gita, you see how, when Sanjaya is concluding. Yatra yogeshwara Krishna, yatra parto dhanurdharaha, where the student of this caliber, teacher of this caliber, then, you know, this can work. So in this way, it's the quality like this, not, you know, Because, yes, going to ashram, Mahatmati, it's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't mean I have to be just there. Because here is teaching, middle of everything. We're in the middle of life. You can't run away from the life to learn it. If I run away from, he's telling him not, you know, he's not telling him to run away. Like this, so. Because in the end, I have to learn how to face the things. Yeah, it's not that, you know, vanaprastha, right? Family's all grown up in this, I can retire, I can just go into these things or go to ashram, it's possible. There's somebody at the right place and time with that other responsibility, they can let go, they want to renounce, they can do, there's nothing wrong with that. And for looking into this can be useful also, but running away doesn't help. I have to face the things. Because if I run away, I'm going to go somewhere else, that same mindset will be there too. I'll tell you, this, many ashrams I've been in this, there's samsaras in the ashram too. People have attachment, their class, their ashram, their position, this, it's there too. You know, we have stuff in the mind that comes out in the fights in the ashram too, so it's not that does it. Again, it's a wonderful place to study these things, no doubt, but that means we don't have to go to there. But he is sitting and talking to there. It's not that doing all the action in the middle of the fighting, no. He's talking to him like this quietly because I can focus on it like this. So this way. So then here Shri Krishna is ready to teach him and start. Well, next verse will Sangraha Vakyam, one verse which gives the overset, like main point. You'll see in many texts, Upanishads, you'll find the first verse many times gives the main thing. Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kinchit jagatyam jagat. Ishavasya Upanishad. The one consciousness, one God is in through everything, whether living, sentient, insentient, the one God presence, they're finished. Then the rest goes and talks about. Or kene shitam pratiti preshitam manaha, the Keno Upanishad. By who is this mind thinking? What's behind the mind making it think? What's behind the eyes making them see? Like this. And then it goes into detail like this. So here also, one verse will give, okay, here's the main thing, like this. And then Shri Krishna will start Bhagavad Gita elaborating everything, both directly on that, preparation, everything, that's right now where we got to. And so next week, then Shri Krishna is going to start bringing that and giving the, talking on the main teachings, like this to Arjuna and to all of us. He taught him so that we can all learn. And actually, you'll see, the second chapter now, he'll teach mostly Vedanta thing and then some other things, auxiliary too. He's not just touching on that. He'll touch on other things too, of course, because not just Vedanta teaches here. And then, we're very thankful to Arjuna that, yes, he heard it, but he still had doubts. So he asked questions, so Shri Krishna continued. So then we have a lot more teachings. If Arjuna, after he finished discussing second chapter, yes, I understood, then we wouldn't have the rest for us. So we're very fortunate he asked the question, we can learn. So he taught for all of us. Like this. So let's finish here for today. Dachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And as I mentioned, when we get a little more ahead, then we'll leave 5-10 minutes end of class each time for questions. But, you know, we have to first cover a little ground, I believe, for that, like this. Okay. So we'll have time for that as we move ahead.